the glorious Lord Jesus Christ, God Almighty, the Trinity is a glorious revelation that if a person receives it, they will, it, when they meet the Holy Spirit, He'll reveal that and infinitely more to them. The Trinity, there's no competition in the Trinity. The Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. How incredible this is that God would allow us to be in His family and infinitely more. And it's available, it's all available to us on the earth. Amen. Amen. I want to give some practical new information, but I still want to focus on the glory of the Lord. Oh, hallelujah. His glory, His majesty, and His mercy and love and His everything. It just goes on and on. His faithfulness and joy and just harmony. It's glory to God. You know, living on the earth, it is difficult, isn't it? I mean, it can be. We have to, there's a lot we have to do to just make it and to, but within all of that, when we find the Holy Spirit, He empowers us. He's the helper, the comforter. He's our strengthener, our standby, our advocate. In the hard times, He will bring us through those into a higher place. I've heard some people say that recently. Reinhard Bonnke, the great patriarch of the faith, said when his ministry had trials, God took them to a higher level. And I just heard another great woman of God say the same thing. She said that those trials, the hard times, God will bring us through that and purify us as gold, and we'll be higher to a higher place and be stronger in our faith. And, you know, it's all a mystery, all these of, you know, what happens and all of that. We should not analyze it. Let's just walk with the Lord Jesus Christ in the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. 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 So beautiful. He will lift us up. It's just awesome. On a scale of 0 to 1,000, God Almighty and everything about Him is infinity. And us trying to live this Christian life on our own is a zero. I mean, we could never do it. So let's let God, amen. Practical new information. Did you know that the Bible, the Old and the New Testaments, have four sections that parallel each other? So there's the Pentateuch and the Gospels. So that the, okay, I'll just list them and then I'll just explain it briefly. But it's just, and I want to say it shows how God is just, He's awesome. He's perfect. He's everything He does has harmony, and it's simple yet profound. It's just awesome. So the first section in the Old Testament, the Pentateuch, then there's the history books, then the prose and poetry, that's Psalms and Proverbs and Song of Solomon and all that. And then the final section is the prophets, the major prophets and the minor prophets. Well, in the New Testament, the four sections that parallel that, the Gospels, there's four Gospels, of course, then the history, Acts, then the letters. That's prose. When someone writes a letter, that's prose. And all the letters, and then prophecy, Revelation, the incredible book of Revelation, which is the revelation of Jesus Christ. Amen. So, just something interesting that, and then it's so fascinating. I mean, Psalms has five sections. It's just, and there's actually, I've heard another great teaching recently that there's seven levels of the Bible in the deep meanings. The first level is it's historical, but then you go deeper and deeper, and of course it all reveals Jesus Christ. Amen. And someone may say, why is it so much emphasis on Jesus Christ? Well, God Almighty is so awesome. He created the universe. He didn't keep it for himself. He gave it all to his Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Well, what are we then to do when Jesus has the victory and in the power of the Holy Spirit, we have the victory, our faith is the victory, and what are we then to do? Well, we can go now and do ministry. We can do what God calls us to do. We can intercede. I mean, even if somebody doesn't have the ministry and have all the bells and whistles in the nonprofit, and they're not out preaching every day at churches and in mass crusades, well, they can be an intercessor. They can serve in their church, for example, but they can intercede all day. Like today, I'm trying to pray for India. You know, just send out laborers to India, Lord. You know, and we, amen. Well, and the greatest thing though is meeting the Holy Spirit, amen. And He reveals God Almighty to us, Jesus Christ, and it is His glory and His, and we just worship the Lord and we lose ourselves in His presence and glory. Now, we have to go about our day and do our work, and we have to, you know, God knows that we have to, He's our Father, He's our, you know, Lord. He knows we have to get our meals and we have to, you know, exercise and sleep and work and interact with people, and we're going to deal with people we get along with, and then we're going to deal with those people that bother us. Jesus can help us in all of that. He empowers us. Amen. The Bible, such a wonderful miracle that God's given us. But at the same time, here's the key with the Bible, letting the Holy Spirit reveal it. You know, when we find the Holy Spirit, every verse, every word in is literally becomes alive. In fact, not just the Bible, but every situation, you know, every person, when we deal with somebody, those people that bother us, we're going to deal with them. That's a chance for us to grow, to develop character and that's recorded in heaven. If we, the more we grow in the spirit realm and build ourselves up in our most holy faith, we're building up our spirit person. We're putting our old nature to death and getting rid of that old nature. And well, that's recorded in heaven, literally recorded. The angels write it down in books, and it's recorded in heaven forever. Jesus said, store up your treasures in heaven. You know, when someone is following Jesus Christ, if you are, you're in the elite category. You're in the exceptional. Most of the world, they don't want anything to do with it. You know, and they'll persecute Christians, right? They'll mock and persecute Christians, and they'll actually, you know, even if they don't do that, they're thinking to themselves, oh, you know, that's for you know, weak people and for old people and for the people who don't. I've got a career. I've got a great, you know, whatever thing they have, you know, the ultimate sin is self-will. So, but we just have to do what it's serious. The call is serious. The call is very, it's so serious it can't be put into words. And especially with someone like me, I've been called to be, I'm an evangelist. And, you know, people are dying without Jesus Christ. If someone dies without Jesus Christ, they go to hell forever. It's a place of eternal fire where they are burned in fire and they have worms crawling in their body. They're burned and tortured. So the demons come and torture them. They have no rest day or night. I just saw that in Revelation. There's weeping and gnashing of teeth and wailing. And they forever, with no way out, okay? That's serious. There's no way out. There's no way they can get out. And let me say this also, their senses are stronger in heaven, in heaven and in hell. People's senses are stronger. You think, oh, well, maybe they don't feel this because it's the afterlife and it's spiritual. No, it's the opposite. Their senses are stronger than they were on earth. Their sense of touch so they feel the fire even worse than you would on earth. And it's a continual fire. In fact, the hell will be thrown into the eternal fire, the lake of fire, forever. And they'll be burning with fire forever. Right now, it's a holding place. It's hell, and they're burned with fire, but it kind of dies down a little bit. All of this is in Divine Revelation of Hell. Look up the books. Mary Baxter, she's written many books about heaven, about angels, and about hell. And Jesus spoke about this, of course. So their sense of touch, their sense of sight and smell and taste and hearing and all, it's all stronger. Well, it's the same thing in heaven. Glory to God, those who make it to heaven. That's why let's just continue on with Jesus Christ. Just forgetting those things behind, continue on with Jesus the Christ. And there's so much opportunity. I just also saw in Revelation about the crown of life and the promises. We can get a crown. We can get a soul winner's crown. We can get that we'll have forever. Glory to God. We can get, there's promises for him who overcomes that are just incredible, incredible, exceedingly abundant promises beyond what we can ask or imagine. To him who overcomes will inherit all things. To him who overcomes, I will grant to sit with me on my throne. Just beyond our comprehension. So let the Holy Spirit reveal all this to us. Be with that one, Jesus, who is listening. Whatever need they have, Lord, meet it as only you can. Give them a new glorious revelation of yourself. Fill them with your Holy Spirit if they aren't already. Glory to God. And show them exactly what you want them to do in ministry. Make it clear. God always speaks clearly. Amen, amen. And let's remember, God's speaking all the time. You know, His presence is everywhere. His glory is everywhere. If we don't feel it, it's because our old nature is in the way. It's simply, just continue on with him and he'll meet us. Amen. Glory to God. And final, let me add this. Jesus ever lives to make intercession for us. Ever liveth to make intercession. That means he'll be doing this forever. This is another way God's justified himself to the world. You know, many, many ways. But Jesus, who is God, intercedes for those that, you know, and so we just must humble ourselves and come to God. That's common sense. He's God Almighty. We're nothing without him. Thank you, Jesus, for this time, and glory to God.